A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is the Fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Hey, chickens. We are up to Cold War in Matt's missive. We just did the Rings of Akaten, which we decided we didn't love, but I liked better than last time. Like, there's enough in it for me to go, oh, yeah, this is fun. And I kind of like the Murray Gold song, despite it feeling like seven of his other songs. It just kind of felt like it was missing a thing. Also, I think, you know, again, because it was, you know, we were getting that history of Clara, and it's like, oh, does this feed into the Impossible Girl business? And now that we know that Clara is just a regular Clara, that it kind of feels like just, oh, yeah, this is just her backstory, end of story. Anyway, Cold War, written by Mark Gatiss. Matt, what does Matt have to say? He says, it has taken far, far too long to get the Ice Warriors back into the series, but my goodness, it's been worth the wait. He says, this is a classic base under siege episode, stuck as we are on a nuclear submarine with a recently defrosted ice warrior on the rampage. There's one hell of a cast this week. Again, did the budget go up recently? With none other than the now sadly departed David Warner popping up, delivering his very own audition for the role of the Doctor, a role he'd held in Big Finish Audios for quite some time. It all feels very wet, physically, not in tone. Oh, yeah, because the submarine keeps leaking. Tense and claustrophobic, and a great run around. The only disappointment being the realization of what an ice warrior looks like inside the armor. Oh, I'm glad Matt enjoyed that. I was talking to James on the internet the other day about the weird resolution to Dinosaurs on a Spaceship, which is just great fun and silly. And then the third act is just like a weird handbrake turn into genocide and horror. He said, yeah, the end of Cold Blood was pretty duff too. The peace negotiation, badly directed, which didn't help, and more genocide. Why do we like this show again? And I said, because space things. And he's like, oh, pew, as they say, pew. So adorable. Look, I was furious at Cold War when I first saw it. I was like, what? This is so annoying. This is dumb. I hate it. Mainly because I didn't think there was enough David Warner This is my issue. I need as much David Warner in my life as I can get. I know I've told you before, there's a fourth Doctor audio with David Warner in it that I just adore. I think he's in like about three or four of them. And he also plays the alternate universe Doctor at Big Finish. And he's great. You're just like, oh man, he would have been a great Doctor Who. But he is kind of, you know, watching this now 10, 12 years later, like this would have been 2013 because this is just before we get to the 50th anniversary. So it's 10 years ago and I'm really enjoying them so much more than I ever did before. I think because I am like, I have no expectations. Like I remember I didn't really like this one with the Ice Warriors. Then I watched it, I'm like, this is kind of fun. like it is, as Matt said, what a spectacular cast. I think also because some of the cast were, you know, not anybody yet. Obviously, David Warner, huge, big star, you know, had been in Titanic, he's been in Tron, he has been, you know, one of his, like, you know, they used to call him the Hamlet of his generation because he was so spectacularly great on stage. But as well as David Warner, we've got Liam Cunningham, who you might know as the Onion Knight from Game of Thrones, one of my favorite actors. A very attractive captain of the submarine. Although, seriously, like the whiteboard of this is showing. It's like, oh, it's the 80s, Cold War, Russian submarine, basically the hunt for Red October with an Ice Warrior. Tobias Menzies is in it, who's the awful husband. I mean, he's the lovely husband, but he's then awful in the past in Outlander. He was also Prince Philip in the Olivia Colman season of The Crown. Speaking of The Crown, Josh O'Connor, who plays young Prince Charles in those seasons, is also in this for all of 2 seconds. Before being unceremoniously murdered by an Ice Warrior. And James Norton, who was absolutely brilliant in Happy Valley. And I think he's been in like War and Peace, is it? Was he in Grantchester for a while? Anyway, he is also in it and just doing some, you know... doing some yelling at radars. You know when you're in a submarine show, there's always someone that's just yelling at radar. It's just someone whose job it is to say, oh, we've spotted this thing. Oh, no, the hull's, there's a hull breach. That's his job. But, yeah, like that cast is like absolutely ludicrous and I love it. Everyone's great. And it's, you know, Clara's kind of out of her depth, which I kind of enjoyed. I really like Skaldak as a character, who's the Ice Warrior. Like, you know, you really do get a sense that the Ice Warriors are, you know, this big, powerful race, that they've got, you know, nobility, and it's, yeah. And the Doctor kind of has like a reverence for the Ice Warrior, which I really enjoyed. I didn't love the stupid 80s music jokes at the time, but now for some reason I found them really funny. I really enjoyed David Warner singing Ultravox. And asking if they'd broken up. And you're just like, it's so cute. Hungry Like the Wolf, like one of my favorite songs ever. I mean, I quite like Vienna, but it has some odd connotations because Peter and I used to sing it when we were on the Gold Coast and it was for a very stupid reason. Anyway, he knows what I'm talking about. No one else needs to. It's revolting. Again, because it's a classic based under siege, it's just stuck in a submarine. Like in Vigil. Has anyone seen Vigil? I really enjoyed Vigil. That's where Saran Jones is a police officer who gets sent to a submarine that's helmed by Patterson Joseph. And I mean, there's been a second series. I haven't seen it. I'm sure it's good, but I haven't looked at it. But yeah, it's that same kind of like claustrophobia. And I told my friend Stephen at work, who was in the Navy. He's always back in the Navy now. I was like, oh my God, have you watched this thing on the submarine? And he watched it. And of course, he just came at me with, oh, this wouldn't happen and that wouldn't happen. I was like, oh, mate, calm down. It's a TV show. It's allowed to be dumb. Like, it's dramatic license. Anyway. I'm terrified of being in a submarine. It just looks awful. But yeah, I kind of enjoyed it. Like, you know, I didn't really get why it had to be during kind of the Cold War era. I mean, I guess to sort of ramp up that, you know, nuclear apocalypse sort of vibe. Because that was kind of the height of that. And, you know, I was at high school when that was going on. I did enjoy most of the script, and I think Mark Gatiss has turned in a couple of crackers in this season. It's kind of weird that, you know, the first half of Series 7 is basically, it's Stephen Moffat and Chris Chibnall writing all the episodes, and one by Toby Whithouse. And this one is like, this back end is like Stephen Moffat, it's Neil Cross and Mark Gatiss, and it's like, what is going on? Like, is he auditioning showrunners? Like, it really does feel like that, doesn't it? It's like, I'll get them to write a couple of episodes and see who wants to take over. And obviously had no takers because he stayed on for another 4 years. Anyway, it's fun. Way more than I expected. All right, we'll have more from Matt's Missive next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.